And it's in that spirit of solidarity that we have drafted a statement that's been signed by many of the participants and organisations here. And if you haven't signed it, our compañeros from the MST will be at the back, and please do sign it so that this evening we can send this message and this statement to our friends and movements in Palestine, including Friends of the Earth Palestine and the environmental and justice movement there. So if you can bear with me, I will read the statement that we have written and that many of you have signed. For 10 days, the Israeli army has continued to intensify its bombing of the Palestinian territory of the Gaza Strip, causing the death of hundreds of Palestinian civilians, including children. The Israeli army has now launched a land invasion, which will undoubtedly lead to an even greater loss of Palestinian lives. We, social movements, climate justice organizations, popular organizations, NGOs, youth, women and indigenous groups, representing millions of citizens of every color, creed, nationality and religious belief, and those with none, from Latin America, Asia, Africa, Europe, North America and the Middle East, meeting here in Venezuela at the social pre-COP, gathering global civil society on the climate crisis, are united in condemning these horrific attacks against the besieged men, women and children of Gaza. We call on the international community to press for the cessation of this wave of deadly violence and the immediate lifting of the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. We call on our fellow citizens and people's organizations to add their voice to the countless millions of already protesting in the streets of every capital in revulsion at this attack by the Israeli state. Yesterday, the Israeli state began a land invasion against Gaza, afflicting the people of Gaza, who have already been subject to an illegal and inhumane blockade since 2007, with new bombings, deaths and destruction, including that of a five-month-old child killed in Rafah within hours of the beginning of the invasion. We deplore all civilian casualties, but consider that as the occupying force, under international law, the State of Israel bears responsibility. No one has forgotten the massacres perpetrated by the same Israeli army during the Gaza War of 2008 and 9, which resulted in the deaths of nearly 1,500 Palestinians, and that the same excuses were put forward by the Israeli government then to justify this murderous attack. The Israeli government of Benjamin Netanyahu has systematically worked towards wrecking the legitimate desires of the Palestinian people for an independent Palestinian state and an end to decades of Israeli occupation. Any chance of peace goes hand in hand with the international community bringing Israel's impunity to an end and a global campaign of boycotts, disinvestments and sanctions until Israel abides by the relevant UN resolutions. On today, on the birthday of President Mandela, it's fitting that the inspirational anti-apartheid leader Archbishop Tutu's words are remembered. And he said, in South Africa, we could not have achieved our democracy without the help of people around the world who, through their use of non-violent means, such as boycotts and disinvestments, encouraged their governments and other corporate actors to reverse decades-long support for the apartheid regime. The same issues of inequality and injustice today motivate that movement trying to end Israel's decade-long occupation of Palestinian territory and the unfair and prejudicial treatment of the Palestinian people by the Israeli government ruling over them. We, here at this global gathering of civil society, are working together to prevent the climate crisis. And we are united in holding a belief of an equitable, sustainable and just world. As part of our world, our belief that another world is possible, we know that we will not be free until Palestine is free. End the attack on Gaza. Viva Palestine. Viva. Is it all right?